Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Emily Cole, who covers city government for the Jefferson City News Tribune. Welcome, Emily.
Hi.
So, Emily has been covering city government news for us about 6 months?
Started in October.
Okay. So she's doing a splendid job for us. And one of the topics, the city government beat is one of those beats that there are always a variety of issues and topics of a lot of community interest. And one of them that's sprung to the forefront right now is regarding East Miller Park. The Jefferson City Parks Commission recently agreed to donate East Miller Park for a possible expansion of the National Cemetery. The proposal, which has been in the works for months, has been a point of contention between veterans and neighbors who use the park. So, Emily, give us the background on why the National Cemetery needs to be expanded. Is the cemetery full, for instance, right now? What would the expansion mean for the cemetery?
Right. So the cemetery has actually been closed to new burials since 1969. So over 50 years, I think, of being close to first burials, meaning the very first person buried at a certain spot. So say if someone was buried, a spouse maybe, and they had a spot together, you could then be buried with your spouse. But as far as, you know, starting new grave sites, it's been closed since 1969. Closed for cremations since 1996. So it's completely full. It's been full for many years, and they haven't been able to add anyone since then. That's about 2.5 acres, I believe, of land, totaling about 1,700 headstones.
I think that's an interesting aspect of when I was reading your story was that it's not just for veterans, but it's for their veterans' families as well. Mm-hmm. And so that it's not just I think it's an important point that they can't allow any more veterans to go in there because of the commitment of space they have made for veterans' families.
Right. I think it's just a spouse, possibly maybe children, but they do share one site. They're actually buried one on top of the other, whichever dies first is buried lower so that they can bury someone on top of them, whether it's the veteran who dies first or the spouse.
So, Emily, this park, which for listeners, it's located between McCarty Avenue and 5063 on the east side of Jefferson City. It's a national cemetery that has existed for hundreds of years. Mm. Where's the closest National Cemetery from here? They're rather rare, right?
Right, yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of veteran cemeteries, but there are some national and some state. The closest other national cemetery that is actually open for burials would be Jefferson Barracks, which is in St. Louis. So, I mean, it's a pretty decent drive from here. The closest state cemetery open is in Fort Leonard Wood, which is about 70 miles away. And the veterans feel like that isn't close enough. You know, if you live here, if you're from here and you want your family nearby, and it can be harder for especially some of the older relatives to make a journey like that to see their loved ones. So
sure. So obviously there is a need, as evidenced by it's full.
Right.
So what kind of efforts did the local veterans make to try to find another location before they settle upon the East Miller site?
Right. So I know that the group that's been behind this spent probably, I think they told me, maybe a year, 18 months, kind of surveying any lot that they could find in this area. But there are some, you know, some criteria that you have to meet to start a new, especially a national veteran cemetery. There's a lot of regulations there. I know they mentioned floodplain issues. Obviously, you don't want your cemetery flooding all the time. It needs to be relatively flat. It can't be too hilly, which in this area can be sort of a problem. And obviously, you need a decent chunk of space. You know, it can't be too small. And that's one reason why they wanted to expand here, is because it's already there. You know, they already know it's in a good area for this. So that's why they felt like an expansion would be best.
I understand. So as part of this proposed expansion, the Parks Department has signaled that they would be willing to relocate the East Miller Park, which is adjacent to the cemetery at the, site. So, but some neighbors of the park aren't necessarily keen on that idea. Why is that?
Well, from what I understand, it's obviously the neighbors that have spoken out are, they're not against the cemetery expanding, but they have an issue with the possible loss of what they consider to be their community park. The park's proposal would move the park. It wouldn't get rid of the park, but they don't like the idea of losing something that's been kind of a staple of their neighborhood or their community for, I don't even know how long, certainly a long time. So they're kind of, they're worried about losing more of their community. They feel like that would be a big loss for them.
So what are some of the features of the park that exists there now?
It's a pretty small park. It's about 2 acres if you take away the parking lot. But it has some playground equipment, walking trails, I think some exercise equipment, and a full basketball court.
Okay. Are there any houses on there? Because it's right next to 5063, correct?
Yeah, it's in between the street there and the highway, and then the cemetery is across the street. And there are some houses down the street from it. There's none across the street. It's directly across from not only the Veterans Cemetery, but another city cemetery as well.
So now this discussion has been going on since October, when it was first came to the Parks Commission. But something recently happened at the Parks Commission to move the can a little bit farther down the road, if you will.
Right. So the first time, I think the veterans group had been in contact with the parks longer than this, but the first kind of public presentation was back in October at the Parks Commission's monthly meeting. And then at the January meeting, they discussed it again, had some representatives from the veterans group and the neighbors at the meeting, and they just kind of discussed it. But they decided to wait and vote when the full commission could be involved. So they voted last week, last Tuesday, February 11th, at the Parks Commission meeting to go ahead and approve a donation of the land to the veterans if they want it. I mean, this isn't here's your land, you get it right now. It's if they decide to expand the cemetery, if they want that land, the parks is willing to work with them on that and give them that land.
So that's an important distinction. Nothing has necessarily happened other than the Parks Department basically saying, or Parks Commission basically saying, we are open to the idea of expanding, moving our park, allowing you to expand into this.
Yeah, nothing is for certain. If the veterans, since it's a national cemetery, they have to have approval from the national VA. So if the VA says, no, we don't want to expand your cemetery, no, we don't want that land, we don't, you know, insert reason here, the Parks Commission will keep the land. They'll go ahead and update East Miller Park as planned in, you know, a few years as based on the Parks Master Plan. So it's all kind of up in the air at this point. But as far as the Parks Commission's job, they're kind of out of it for the time being. So
what are the next steps specifically then? I mean, would the Veterans Coalition, for lack of a better word, submit their plan to the National Veterans Organization?
So from what I understand, the veterans group that's been kind of backing this has been working on this for several years. They first tried to find some new land for a cemetery and basically couldn't find any that met the criteria nearby. So they decided that the expansion would be best. So I know that they have to work with the National Veterans. And I think the next step would be to get, like I said, get that approval from them that, yes, we want to take that land from the city. We want to expand that. So they kind of have to work with them on that. I'm not sure, you know, what all goes into that, who has to meet who and all that. But basically, yeah, they have to get permission and a plan and funding from the VA to do this.
Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the cemetery side of the equation. The other side is the park. So if the cemetery were to be expanded and the park was to be relocated, does the Park Commission have a plan for where this new park would be and or what this park might look like?
Yeah, so it would actually become two parks is the plan right now. They would move part of the you know, the playground equipment, stuff like that, across the highway to a section of land along East Elm Street. So it's literally right there across the highway from the current park. And it would be a little smaller than the park right now. So what they're going to do is put some of it there and then put some other things, give some more upgrades to an existing park, which is called Park Place Neighborhood Park, which is just a couple of blocks away at the corner of Park Avenue and Center Street. So it would actually sort of split into two parks instead of just moving East Miller across the street.
So my assumption is because they don't have access to land, that much land, 2.5 acres, let's say, all contiguous there.
Right, yeah. And part of it, and what the Parks Commission said after their decision was made, is that not only would this keep some of those park amenities in the area, but it would actually expand the park footprint a little bit by allowing them to reach more people because it would be a little more spread out.
So what sort of amenities would be on these parks?
Pretty similar to what East Miller has now, just a little upgraded, new playground equipment, possibly a splash park, kind of like what we're seeing over at Community Park. That would be a new feature there. You know, trails, barbecue, picnic, tables, stuff like that. So it would just be, you know, your pretty typical park, just up new and upgraded from what East Miller is right now.
So the biggest difference besides splitting it in two, and in my mind, is also that aspect that you've got a pretty big road there between the old location and the new location. Has there been any discussion as to how easy it would be for folks who live on the old side of 5063 to get to the new parks?
I don't know about discussion necessarily. I mean, it's been mentioned certainly by some of the opponents of the move that people would have to cross the highway. But I'm pretty sure there is a bridge that you can walk across the highway right there down the street. I don't think it would take very long. And it would be obviously a safer alternative than directly walking across the highway. I mean, they do have a pedestrian / you know, driving road bridge that crosses right there near the park. So.
Right. Well, and they also have those walls that make it almost impossible
to
cross.
You'd have to use the bridge.
Exactly. So in light of all of this, so what are those in favor of the Parks Commission decision feeling, the veterans and those who are in favor of moving the park? What are they thinking?
Yeah, so obviously the veterans group that's been behind this whole, you know, endeavor for these years were very excited about the vote. At the meeting last week when the Parks Board made their decision, you know, they don't get a lot of visitors to the Parks Commission meetings, but they've had people the last couple of months. And in January, they had a very large group of veterans there. The February meeting was a little smaller, but after they made their vote, the veterans that were there, you know, literally applauded their decision and paused the meeting for a little bit to thank them for doing that. And afterwards, they were very, you know, excited to see this kind of take that next step. I mean, they know that it's a longer process than this, but they're excited to see it move forward.
So what about those who are not necessarily in favor of moving East Miller Park? Where are they at on this?
Some of them, specifically some that have been a little bit more vocal, are not exactly happy about the park's decision. They don't feel like the increase in amenities is going to replace the loss of the park being where it is. I think for them, it's more about the tie to the place, not necessarily the park equipment or anything like that. They just don't want that taken out of their community. So,
all right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us here at News Tribune on Tap.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. From time to time, we'll have outtakes and bloopers to share. Here's some from today's show. All right, you ready?
No.
Okay, this is going to be our lead-in as your introduction.
Oh, no.
One thing we've enjoyed about Emily is her sense of humor at times. So Emily just shared with me that she has several Valentine, yes, she missed her deadline for that, Valentine jokes that she wants to share with us. Emily?
Okay. The first one is, my editor gave me 500 words, but I only need 3. Support local journalism.
Oh. Okay, next up.
The next one has a very similar punchline. It's, are you local journalism? Because I'll always support you.
Okay. Hopefully she's saving her best for last.
Oh,
and
no. Oh gosh, I'm on the spot now. I don't remember another one.
She whispers to Nicole.
I don't know. Oh, yes. There's one that was, "Are you the Oxford comma? Because I'll never use you." Because journalists aren't allowed to use the Oxford comma.
It doesn't work if you have to explain the joke only.
Some people might not know that.
Some people wish they didn't. News Tribune on Tap is produced by the staff of the Jefferson City News Tribune, with engagement editor Nicole Roberts handling production and technical duties. You can find this podcast at newstribune.com/NT-on-tap. Thanks for listening.